Welcome to our spooktacular blog train. Are you having fun? Well, my installment will be making Ian my gooner bitch. And I know those who are close to me will know why. Did you just come here from the previous blog, where it seems our very own babe with a boner, the lovely Miss Bethany, and her tentacle trance, have you all worked up? Ha ha ha. Good. Because my fun is just beginning. Ian, the fine strapping lad, happened into my shop one cloudy morning. It was rather quiet, and the last shopper was just leaving as he blew in. His swagger, smirk, and rugged good looks told me that this cocky bloke is used to the world falling at his feet. Just the kind of man I fantasize about. Cocksure, then humbled, kneeling, trembling, and begging at my feet. I kept my eyes on him as I went about my tasks. He was cute, but rude as fuck. Talking loudly on his cell, kept picking things up and putting them down in the wrong places. It was annoying, perhaps, but not really actionable. After all, worse has gone on around here. But I have to admit, his behavior is really fueling my fantasies of having him on his knees, as delicious thoughts of him as my gooner bitch danced in my head. One step at a time, I remind myself. Your time will come. You see, I'm an extremely patient woman. I know all I have to do is to be observant, so I can pounce on the littlest of opportunities. Eventually, the bloke settled on his purchase, and I walked around to the checkout to better check him out. Putting on my warmest smile, I review, out loud, the items he placed on the counter. Now, it's not something I typically do, but for those special ones, well, you get special treatment. Hi there. Find everything you need?
Yeah.
Oh, I see you have great taste. This vibrating cock ring is new to our inventory and promises to be the premier ring out on the market. Did you know that it's Bluetooth enabled? And you can connect it via an app to that special one to control?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I continue ringing up his items. Oh, look at this. The long dong silver dildo. Oh, my, you are a considerate one, Impressive. You don't spare any expense for some lucky lady, Not waiting for his response, I pick up the dildo, still encased in the box, and I sensually stroke it. He blushes, and I can see that his cocky savoir-faire attitude is slipping. So, of course, I have to take advantage of that, right? Oh, this lube is great. Good choice. But for your information, the larger pump bottle in the same variety has twice as much lube, and it happens to be on sale for only a dollar more. I'm sure she'll appreciate a little extra lube. Especially consider the dildo, huh? Do you want me to get it for you?
No thanks. That's okay. I'm traveling. I don't need all that.
Well, okay. You do know lube, as long as it's unopened, has a very long shelf life, yes? I watch as Ian growing increasingly uncomfortable, shifting his weight between his feet, and remains silent. I smirk as I pick up the naughty vid he selected. Oh, titty's gone wild, breast man, huh? Not waiting for the reply, I ring it up and put it in his bag. That'll be $189.60. Oh, on your Visa? Okay. seem to have declined. Let me try this again. Oh, I'm sorry. They must have put a lock on this card. You know, security these days are just insane. Would you have another form of payment?
Yeah.
And Ian hands me his debit card. Oh, darn. That one's locked, too.
What? That can't be. I just used both of them yesterday.
Well, it is strange. But unfortunately, it's Saturday, and I'm not sure if you'll be able to reach your bank today. Maybe you have cash.
Ian, with a frustrated look.
Who carries cash around these days anyway?
Well, you do have a point. I gaze at Ian with a little glint in my eye and a small little smirk. He's looking more concerned than frustrated as he shifts back and forth on his feet. Look, I don't want you to disappoint that special someone you were shopping for. Tell you what, if you have the time, you can hang out here this afternoon and help me around the shop a little bit, and I'll let you work off the purchase. Sound like a deal? Ian's face softened. Yeah?
Yeah? Can I do that?
Sure. First things first. Let's get you into the uniform. I take his goodie bag and place it under the counter and head to the back. Ian stood confused. Come along. And what's your name?
My name's Erica.
Ian follows and tells me his name. We get to the back, past the viewing booths. I open up a cabinet, and going through the items, I select a pair of black leather boy shorts, a small leather vest, collar, and cuffs. I turn and hold up the items to him. Here you go, Ian. I think I have the right size. Take them over to the employee restroom, just right there. And once you change, you can put your clothes right here in this locker. And I point to a locker just next to the cabinet. Ian, looking like he just sucked on a lemon.
What? I'm not wearing these?
And he shakes the leather vest and shorts in the air. Well, okay. If you're so opposed, then just go home empty-handed. Run along, Ian. He shifts his weight, looks at his phone.
Fuck. All right, I'll do it.
Good boy. I smile and turn and let him know, just report to me up front once you're changed. Ian, the cum cleaning bitch. So I put the lad to work, first cleaning the booths. You know, they could get very messy. I also pop in an episode of Boobs Bonanza in the main feed, so each one of the booths is showing luscious, bouncing, wet, squeezed, all kinds of beautiful breasts. Smiling, I keep an eye on him through the security cameras and unbutton just another button on my blouse for good measure. I can see Ian struggling to focus on his task. He stereotypically rubs and touches the leather panty over his throbbing cock. But in about an hour later, Ian completes his task. I watch as he saunters up to me, and I enjoy watching the wiggle of his rather attractive, snugly outlined in the black leather, bulging hard-on, pressing against those two tight shorts. Puffing out his chest, he proudly announces that his task is complete. Can he have his items and go? You think cleaning some cum-soaked walls for an hour earns you $190? Oh, come on, Ian. I told you you'd be here all afternoon, didn't I? And if I remember, you also agreed. He begins to protest when his eyes swing up, and he looks up and over my shoulder to the parking lot. The front windows have the see-through window graphics on it, meaning we can see out easily, but those approaching the store cannot see in. But I see the blood drain from Ian's face as he exclaims, "Fuck!" His eyes wide, looking wild, he quickly looks around, calculating a fast sprint to the back. but immediately declines that option and opts to crouch. Then he crawls, diving behind the counter, crouching down just next to my feet. What the fuck, Ian? What are you doing? At the same time, I turn around to see a woman in a two-piece skirt suit breezily sashaying towards the front door, looking rather impeccable. I look down at Ian sitting on his ass, trying his best to sink into the wall on the back counter. His knees are bent and his arms are wrapped around, looking very uncomfortable. Ian, who is that woman to you?
Shh, shh, just pretend I'm not here.
Oh, no, I don't have to pretend anything. You have to fess up now, quickly. She just got to the walkway. A few more steps and she'll be in the vestibule. And then one more door and she'll be right here in front of us. Hurry, boy.
Oh, fuck. She's my boss, all right? I was supposed to go in today for overtime, but I called out sick. No, please, please just ignore me.
I'm laughing as Miss Boss Lady comes through the doors. She glances up at me and I smile in return. Let me know if I can help you with anything. I see her head to the back corner, which is a good distance from the counter where Ian hid.
Well, well, well.
I guess somebody is in quite the pickle. Ian's face blushes again and he grits his teeth. He gives me that wide-eyed look again, pleading with me silently not to give him away. I keep an eye on her as she shops for a bit, and eventually she comes up to the counter with a box of condoms and lube. Did you find everything okay? She nods and smiles. I step to the register, and Ian's taking up space on the floor right in front of it. I kick him with my foot, but he wasn't moving aside. He's frozen in fear, apparently. Okay, then, I think. And I make a quick, large step. I don't think the boss lady noticed. But now I'm spread-legged and pulling my short skirt up even a little bit more to give my legs room to spread. I end up straddling Ian with his head just inches away from my panted crotch. Smiling, I ring up the purchase. Oh, extra-long Trojans. What a lucky lady. Is there anything else? She stops and looks at me, then looks around the store. A very familiar action when people are concerned about being overheard. I lean forward onto the counter, putting my arms on the counter, readying myself for the confidential inquiry. This pushes my panted pussy right against Ian's lips. I can feel his hot breath on my thighs as he remains frozen and unsure as what to do. And with a little push of my hips, just tilting so, I can control how firmly I cover his rude pie hole. Don't worry, I'll let him breathe. Enough. Boss Lady leans in.
I wonder what you would suggest with helping your guy, last longer?
I raise one eyebrow. Oh, girlfriend, are you saying your guy is hung? Yet as a premature ejaculator? Ugh. You could practically hear our eyes rolling around in her head. So I spend the next 15 minutes explaining the various things that she can buy for me, and playfully smothering Ian in a regular rhythm with my panty pussy. I explain that we carry training tapes on how to edge, orgasm delay. I explain cock rings, numbing gels, and various tease techniques that I personally found beneficial. She was very appreciative and added some of those items to her purchase and left, feeling Ian squirming between my legs. I had him virtually by the balls, and soon it'll be literally. After all, pushing my pretty pussy around in his face for 15 glorious moments was fun. But now things are really going to heat up. As Boss Lady leaves, I watch her walk through the doors and out to the car. I step away from Ian's mouth. He's glistening slightly with sweat on his brow, and a large, rather growing wet spot on his pretty little booty shorts. I just gaze at it and laugh. As he sat panting, I gave him the all clear. It's okay, she's left. And he slowly peeks up, out the window to see her taillights meander off into the distance. He bows his head, still panting and seemingly very grateful for my assistance.
Well, Ian, it seems that you're in quite the situation. First calling off work, and then almost being caught at the naughty toy store by the boss lady. And you know what's so great? Since the boss lady paid with her visa too, I happen to know her name. I think you understand where I'm going with this, don't you?
Please, please, don't. I'm already in hot water at work. If they found out I called out for no reason...
Oh, don't worry. As long as you're a good boy, your secret is safe with me. Would you like to know how to be a good boy for me, Ian? Seeing the confused look wash over his face, I snicker. Well, now, just get to the back. You know the door just next to the bathroom? That's my office. I'll be there in a minute. Ian thinks that this lovely stranger is going to cut him a little bit of a break. Until he opens that door and stops freezing into place. This office was way more than an office. There was a medical-like table on one side, a wall with eye hooks and leather thongs dangling from them, a large glass display cabinet with every sex toy one could ever imagine, all delightfully propped up and displayed. One cabinet's marked anal play, and it was filled with vibrating anal plugs, fuck machines, dildos of all shapes and sizes. His eyes could barely comprehend all the toys he was viewing. There was even more. Fleshlights and various automatic strokers stood proud and beckoned his horny cock. Then leather harnesses, gags, floggers, and crops. Ian's cock throbbed as his head spun, as a little voice in his head screamed.
What the actual fuck? What has your chronic masturbation, horny, always fucking hard cock gotten you into this time, Ian?
He swore to himself the last time he called off to goon all day was going to be the absolute last, but here he was, again. A slave to his own desires.
Look lively, slut! Move!
A loud bark jerked him from his mental stupor.
Time to be my gooner, bitch, Ian.
And I giggle as I watch that ass ripple from my slap. Stripped and strapped, poor Ian is strapped to my table, completely naked, while I use every state-of-the-art tease toy on him, even not so state-of-the-art. It's an amazing thing what a sweet feather can elicit from a swollen, red, weeping tears of gooner joy can bring. After the first hour of teasing, I start teasing out the erotic confessions. Ian, exhausted and hopeful, because I told him, if I'm exceptionally delighted over one of his confessions, I'll let him come and go home. So over the next hour, the second hour, he falls deeper and deeper into that gooner bitch rabbit hole. Edge after edge, leak after leak. Confession after confession, one after another like a magician's never-ending scarf. And I think, oh, wow, this really is a slut. Oh, and that dildo? Oh, it was for someone special, all right. Turns out he had a crush on Miss Boss Lady and heard her talking about her well-endowed lover. So partially curious and partially in hopes that he ever did get her to his bed, he'd have a sizable cock to please her. And as I've come to know Ian with all his hot wind, his destructive mindset, and in the end, he just didn't measure up, did he? Now, he doesn't have a tiny dick by any means. That's not what I mean. You see, even if you have an above-average cock holder, like Ian of 6.5 inches, there's always going to be bigger cocks than yours. Huh, Cupcake? Well, the last count, he was up to 650 edges. He lay there with his eyes glazed over, his voice just a whisper. Words haven't been fully formed for at least the last 2 hours, but I'm delightfully entertained by his grunts, moans, as he lays in a puddle of his own sweat and pre-cum. His arms, legs, or head occasionally twitching as my milking machine is set on slow milk. Ian's now my bitch. After 8 hours, I untie him, stop the stimulation. His arms and legs are just too weak to do much more than just lay there at this point. Semi-conscious, he barely realizes when I slip my cage on his cock. Now, I may be a bit cruel, but not stupid. Gooner bitch has burned a lot of calories today. And when the feeling comes back to his arms and legs, he'll need some nourishment. So I leave a snack and some peanut butter crackers and some water. Lastly, a note on the table, ordering him to report back next Saturday. Bitch boy Ian, now you've blown off some steam. I'll see your bitch ass back here on Saturday, 9 a.m. sharp. Then the real fun's going to begin. Erica.